Shalom Rabose, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Nun. We are holding on the bottom of Kuf Mem Tes Amud Beis, and we've been talking about how bad of a dude Nebuchadnezzar was. And we talked about that he used to sodomize all the kings that he conquered, and he was not a pleasant dude to be around. Anyway, we are one, two, three, we're five lines up at the end of the line. V'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. V'shashi yared oso rasha legehenem, when Nebuchadnezzar, after he passed away and went to Gehenim, Rashu kol yorde Gehenim. All the people in Gehenim shook and trembled. Amru, they were afraid of him. Shema limshol alehem huba. Right, they thought, they're talking about themselves in third person. Maybe he's coming over here to conquer us. O lichlos kamosan huba. Or, what's it called? Or to become weak like us. Meaning they were confused. They weren't sure whether he was coming to be weak like us, meaning appear like the people in Gehenna, or to rule over them. Maybe he was the new officer in charge. Shinemba Zapazik says, Gamata Cholisa Kamoni, Alenu Nimshalta. So Yatzabaskol, so Baskol came out, Vamran, it said, what do you mean? Go down and be with the Arelim, with the people who do not have a bris, mistama, with the people in Gehenim. That pasuk is actually not talking about Nebuchadnezzar, it's talking about Mitzrayim, but it's in general talking about Mitzrayim. It's a nevuah about Mitzrayim, but that pasuk apparently is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Pasuk says, Ech shavta No geis shavta mad ha'eva. When he passed away, so the pasuk said, or the people, or I guess the people who he ruled over said, oh, how the gold one, midhava, dalet and zayin, get interchanged. So midhava, the gold one, has shavas, has rested, and he has died. I'm Ravida Marav, shavsa umazu, this nation, has shavsa, has passed away, has rested. Sha'amra, Sha'amra midavid, midod v'have. That said, you should, medida is measuring. So it used to say to the people of conquered, measure out your matanos, right, your gold, and bring it to us. Some people say, Sha'amra ma'od ma'od hevi, below midah. They said, bring more and more without measure. Meaning, but that's why they were called the golden one, because they used to take everybody's gold. Urvu yatira. Yesera, Yatira, I'm not sure, Husafli, and more greatness was given to me. That pasuk is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. He had a dream, and he said he got more and more, what's it called, greatness. So I'm Rav Yehuda Amarav, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Melame Sherachav Al Ari Zohar. The backstory there is that Nebuchadnezzar's dream was that he was going to be deposed for a bit, and then come back as a king, even more powerful, and realizing that of his greatness. If you look at Rashi, right, La'achar Hashaya Zayin Shanim Behema, when he was 7 years away, when he was there, so Chazav Malchuso Hikaya, and he came back to be his king. Mishtabach King, he was praised with this. What's the Tosefis, and what is this greatness that he added on? So the Gemara is about to explain. Rashi says, Shekosher Tanin Gadol Nachash Gadol Barosho. He tied a Tanin, usually translated as a crocodile, but a great beast, and a great snake to his head. Barosho Shal Ari, to the head of a lion, came in Afsar, like reins, like he was steering the lion with a crocodile and a snake. That's the Gemara says over here, right? Melami Sharachav Al Ari Zachar. He when he came back, he was riding on a lion, Bakasha Tanim Barosho, and he had a crocodile or a snake tied to his head. Like Ayim Hashemar Gamis Chayasazeden Asati Lola Avda. My Kosh Baruch Hu says he's even going to allow Nebuchadnezzar to rule over the animals. Okay, fine. So, new Mishnah. Lo Yiskor Adam Polim B'Shabbos. Person is not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. And you can't tell your friend to do it. We'll see why that says in the Mishnah. Obviously, you can't tell your friend to do an Avera for you if something is inappropriate, right? The Sugi is in the second paragraph of Kiddushin. But certainly you can't tell a Jew to violate something that's also on Shabbos. In Machshichen Ala Tchum, you can't wait until sundown by the Tchum. We know there's a Tchum. You can only go 2,000 Amos outside of the city on Shabbos. So you shouldn't wait by the edge of the tchum for Shabbos to end. Luschor lo polim ulavi peros, to either hire workers or to bring fruit or produce. Avol machshechu lishmor ulavi peros biodo. But you can wait at the edge of the, the edge of the tchum to watch over a field or some produce and then bring it with you afterwards. Klal Amar Abashol, Abol Shol said, Kol Shani Zakai Bamiroso Rashai Ani Lahakshich Olaf. Abashol says a klal. What is the, how do you understand what the halacha is? How do you know what you're allowed to wait for sundown to do and then to do? Whatever you're allowed to say, whatever is mutter for you to say to someone else to do, that is mutter for you to wait for Shabbos to end and then do it right afterwards. So Gemara says, if we started off saying you can't hire workers, you can't tell your friends to do it. So Gemara says, well, even without the parentheses, right? Pshita, obviously. Maishnahu, maishnachavero. And what's the difference between a person and his friend? If something's osir, it's osir for me to tell you to do it. If it's mutter, it's mutter for me to tell you to do it. So Rabbi, chaver nochri, because it's talking about a goy. It's talking about a goy. You can't even, the chiddush is, you might have thought, oh, you can do this type of amir la'akum. Mashmalon not. Maskef la Ravashi. Ravashi said, what are you talking about? Amir la nochri shvus. Amir la nochri is osir. You can't do amir la nochri. If something is osir on Shabbos, you cannot tell a goy to do it. So what's going on over here? Elam Ravashi, afilu tema chaver Yisrael. You can't even say that you're not, the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to tell your friend who's a Jew to do this. Aye, obviously. Saka mashmalon, lo yomer adam lechavero, schorli polim, aval omer adam lechavero, hanire shetamud imi la'erev. The Kamash Malan is that you're not allowed to tell somebody, you know, go get me some workers, but you are allowed to say something along the lines of, Hanireh, do you think, Shetamod imi la'arev, that you will stand with me tonight, i.e. on Motzei Shabbos, and take care of something for me. Meaning the implication is, let's read a little further and we'll explain. But again, the thing is that you're not saying it straight up. You're saying it in like a roundabout manner. Right? If you need some help on some sort of project, you're going to build, I don't know, you're putting up a basketball hoop. So, or you're building something into your house. So if you got, you want to come over tonight, is mutter to say, and do you want to come build something with me, mistama would be aser. Who must need some money, and who is our Mishnah like? Kerabi Yeshua ben Korcha, the Tanya, like with under the Braisa, lo yomar adam lechavero hanira, the shetamot imi la'erev. Right, the Tanakama holds you shouldn't do that. Do you think they'd be able to come over and help me out tonight, even if you don't specify what you're doing? Tanakama says that's aser. Rabbi Shimon Karcha Omer, Adam Omer Lechavero. Threw me off there. Rabbi Shimon Karcha Omer, Kama, Omer Adam Lechavero, Hanira Shetamod Imi La'erev. Right, this is Mutar Kona Shimon Karcha. Amar Rabbi Rechan Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Shimon Karcha. Right, that's the halacha. If I'm Rabbi Rechan Rabbi Yochanan, my time at the Rishu ben Karcha, right, what's the reason why is this mutter, this type of amira is mutter? So the Chetiv Pazik says, again, Mimtso Cheftzacha V'daber Dover. Things that are usher on Shabbos, right, are the business, Mimtso Cheftzacha, and Daber Dover, and speaking things, words that you say that are usher. Dibur usher, hirhur mutter. So speaking, seeing out the action that you're going to do, that's usur, right? That's inappropriate, that's usur. Meaning if you talk about an usur action, but hear her, but just thinking about it, meaning implying that's what's going to happen, that is mutter. So one's in the Gemara says, one second. Rami le Rav Acha bar Rav Huna le Rava, mi am Rabbi Yochanan dibur usur, hear her mutter. Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that speech is usur, but hear her, just thinking about it is mutter? Alma, apparently, what do you see from there? That hirhur lafki dibur dami. There's discussion throughout Shas, whether hirhur, whether thinking something, is kidibur dami. Whether it's actual like speech or not, meaning is it legitimate or not. Apparently, if you're telling me that hirhur is mutter and speech is usur, so apparently hirhur is not like dibur, and thinking about it is not like speaking it. But v'ha'amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan v'yochanan b'chol makom mutter laharher, and everywhere it's mutter for you to think about divrei Torah chutz mi'beis hamircha tzu beis hakiseh, except for the bathhouse and the bathroom. So you see that apparently, what do you see? That hirhur is kedibur. That hirhur is something that's legitimate. So shani hasam. No, so the Gemara says no. That's a special case. Why? To be inan, because you need to fulfill the pasuk of v'yamachanecha kadosh v'leko. You have to fulfill that your machana, your encampments, place that you live, right, needs to be kadosh, needs to be holy. The maysa, right, that's not appropriate to even think Divrei Torah in the bathroom. But so Hachanami Ksiv, because the Gemara says 1 second, but it also says a pasuk over here, V'lo Yerecha Ervas Davar. You shouldn't see an Ervas Davar, meaning, right, that the speech, Ervas Davar, the Dibur, is going to be the only thing that's usher by what's it called? By a bathhouse. Why do you rely on the pasuk of Vayamachanecha Kadosh? Right, again, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, he just explains, Vayamachanecha Kadosh velo ksiv be davar dibur. Right, elam makom chaniyascha tehei b'kedusha. All it says is that the place where you live needs to be b'kedusha. B'tahamid mishon yisrael mahar hintamid divrei Torah. Right, because Am Yisrael is always thinking about divrei Torah. You have to have your holy places kadosh. But ervas davar, Pasuk says, by don't have any sort of an embarrassing davar. Alma lo aser le ela b'shas dibur. Apparently, the only thing you see that's aser is speech. So Gemara says that Pasuk's not talking about learning Torah in the bathroom at all. Ha'omi b'ayle l'kidei Rav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda, akum arum asur l'kos kriya shma kenegdo. Rav Yehuda says, you're not even allowed to say kriya shma if there is a naked goy next to you. So Gemara says, my iria akum, why do you specify a goy? Afil Yisrael nami. But you also can't read, say kriya shma if you have a Jew who's naked in front of you. So lomi b'ayle kamar. The Gemara says, you're right. It's a lomi b'ayle. You didn't even need to tell me that it's asur to say kriya shma in front of a Jew. Lo mi by Yisrael, the usher. Right, you don't even need to tell me. Aval akum, but what's the havamina by a goy? Came to chsiv be, since the pasuk says by goyim asher basar chomerim b'saram, it says, and by way of illustration, but that their flesh is donkey flesh. So im asher ber dami, you might have thought that they're halachically not considered to have human flesh. And they're erva, just like you can say kriya shma in front of a donkey who is naked, maybe you might have thought the same thing is true of a Jew, of a goy. Kamash Malan. So therefore, we see that it's not true, and therefore that pasuk teaches me that you can't say Kriya Shema in front of a goy that's naked. Skamar says, "Ema Hachinami." Why not? Maybe that pasuk teaches. Maybe that it should be true, right? How do you know that it should be aser? Maybe you should be able to, right? From the pasuk from the donkey pasuk, maybe that should teach me that it is mutter to say Kriya Shema in front of a goy who's naked. So Makravir Vasavi Em Lo Ro. The pasuk says, right, they didn't see the erva of their father. That's talking about Cham and Yefes, Shem and Yefes. When Cham already, whatever he did to Noach, it's a debate amongst the Rishonim. But Shem and Yefes went and covered their father's nakedness. The pasuk says they did not see their father's nakedness. Apparently, right, Noach was a goy, so apparently a goy's erva is considered erva. Because the pasuk says ervas avihem. So apparently that is considered erva. That's how we know that is actually aser. And it's not considered to be just flesh in general. Okay. Fine. V'dibur mi aser. Why is... okay, so just to recap, or to, I guess to give a background, right, we had said you can't hire workers on Shabbos. You can't tell someone else to hire workers on Shabbos. So apparently... the whole concept of mimso cheftzecha is shaykh to speech, meaning that not that you can't do business, but you also can't talk about business. So the Gemara says v'dibur mi aser. Why is? How do you know that that business is also an issue of speaking about business is also an issue? We learned that you're allowed to cheshbon out mitzvahs on Shabbos from Rabbi Lazar, poskid tzedakah l'aniyim, for example, yiv tzedakah v'mar Yaakov bar Ida, Rabbi Yochanan mefachin pikuach nefesh v'pikuach rabim b'Shabbos. You can kind of take care of pikuach nefesh issues. This is talking about money for pikuach nefesh issues. I may have skipped the line, I'm not sure. Cheshbon shel mitzvah, what did the cheshbon? Poskin tzedakah l'aniyim. Okay, yeah, no, I'm good. Mefachin pikuach nefesh, pikuach rabim b'Shabbos. V'holchem l'bati knesiyos tefakeach al iskei rabim b'Shabbos. You can go to shul to make an appeal for the masses on Shabbos. Or mishol ben achmein am Rabbi Yochanan. Holchem l'tartios v'kirkasios v'vasikalios v'vasilakios. You can go to theaters and circuses and basilicas. I get public gathering areas. The vakeach al iskei rabim b'Shabbos, again to raise money. V'tahad b'menashe mishalchins atinokus le'aris b'Shabbos. Right, that's in Ars Miros. You can make. Oh, sorry. That's you can make a shidduch on Shabbos. Again, that's involved in with a dowry. That's monetary sometimes, or always. But at least the focus here is, you know, is on the monetary. The Valentino Galamdo Sefer, you can teach a kid Torah, Galamdo Umnus, and even teach him a profession. Obviously, assuming that it's not what's it called? In assuming that it's not an action that's Asar Shabbos. Obviously, you can't show him how to be a blacksmith. But you can teach him a profession, right? That's a mitzvah as well. That's the Mishnah towards the end of the first parak of Kiddushin. Amar Kra, right? So, you can do all these things. So why would speaking about business be aser? So the pasuk says, Amar Kra, nimtzo cheftzecha v'dabar dover, right? Business is aser and speech is aser. It's cheftzecha asurim. Your cheftzecha, nimtzo cheftzecha, your business dealings, that is aser. Right? The answer you probably thought of, cheftzei shamayim mutarim. All these things are cheftzei shamayim, all these things are mitzvahs. So therefore, they are mutar to be discussed on Shabbos. Okay. Right, and therefore, you see that that's not kasha at all. So that the only the speech that, in terms of the mitzvos, is mutter, but speech in terms of business, so that is going to be an issue. And again, la halacha is very important to learn these halachas. Right, it's not all necessarily, you know, a blanket header to talk about anything involving money. Right? Very often that conversation comes up anyway around the Shabbos table, which is really could be a question whether that's appropriate or not. Okay, fine, weiter. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. Cheshbonos Shalom, this is not Melech, this is Malach, as Rashi says. It's a combination of two words, Ma-Loch. Rashi says, Shal Eitzash Eino Shalo, Ve'in Tzarech Pekach. Kigon Arotza, Livnos, Bayez, Kach V'kach. Just Stam speech. Just like, what do you think? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? Cheshbonos Shal Ma-Loch, Ve'shal Ma-Bekach. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? Mutter L'chashbim B'Shabbos. So it's mutter to cheshben these things out on Shabbos. Fine. Tanya Mihachi, we also learned in the Braisa, cheshbonos she'avru v'shasidin liyos, cheshbonos that already happened and that are going to happen, right? That's asur l'cheshben. That's asur to cheshben them out on Shabbos. But shal ma'loch, but if you're just asking like someone's opinion, or what do you think about this? V'shal ma'bekach, and what about this? So that is mutter l'chashva, that's mutter. Or minhu, one second, ask you a contradiction from a braisa. Choshvin cheshbonos shein tzrichen vein mechashvin cheshbonos shetzrichen v'shabbos. You're allowed to be machshiv cheshbonos that you don't need. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Right, you are allowed to be machshiv these any type of calculations that you don't need, but you're not allowed to cheshbon out any type of calculations that you do need on Shabbos. Ketzad. Right, how does that work? What's the deal? How do you differentiate? What's the difference? So Omer, Adam l'chaveiro, a person is able to say to his friend, kach v'kach po l'motesi al soda zu. You can talk about any, let's say, building or work that you did in the past. Kach v'kach dinarim l'motesi al dira zu. This is how much I paid for an apartment or a house. Avalo yomar lo kach v'kach l'motesi kach v'kach ani osid l'hotzi. Right, but you shouldn't say this is what I paid and this is what I have to pay. Meaning, you shouldn't say something that you have to do in the future. Right, you're allowed to say how much you paid for something, but you're not allowed to say how much that you're going to pay in the future. Right, but that is against. Yeah, what did we just say? If you look back on Amud Aleph, right, Cheshbon she'avru v'she'asidin lios, right, is aser. Both what happened and what will happen is aser. So this brisa says only what will happen is aser. So the Gemara says, v'litameich kasha l'chai gufa. The whole brisa itself is a kasha, if that's how you're interpreting it. Because what does the brisa say? If you tell me that's the din, what the brisa said, you know, you're not allowed to talk about what happened or what will happen, but you are allowed to do Mabakach and Malach. Right? What's the difference between those two? Ella, so rather, you have to explain that Hadi Ika Agra de Agira Gabe. It must be that the thing that happened already, that is Usr, is a scenario where you Agra, that you paid, you hired workers, but the Agira Gabe, but the payment is still by you, meaning you still have to do something. There's, again, it's still an action that you are going to need to do. The ha and the whole malach mabakach is the leka agra dagira gabe, that you don't have a future action that is required to take. You don't have to actually pay somebody or, you know, deliver some sort of goods or whatever it is. So that works out because both prices now, us or something, us are talking about a business deal or some sort of whatever transaction that you did that has a future action that you need to take care of. You can only talk about things that happened in the past according to both prices. Okay. Ein machshichen, you can't stay and wait for night for shkia before it gets dark, right? On Motzei Shabbos, for the, what do we say? For hiring workers or bringing in fruit or peyros or whatever. The Tanur Rabbanan, we learned the story of nice. I got it's a story. Ma'aseh b'chassid echad shenifritzo lo peretz b'zoch sadeo. There's one chassid who had a, saw that there was a hole in the, his fence around his field. And he decided on Shabbos to fence it up. But then he realized, oh man, it's Shabbos. I forgot, it's Shabbos. And that chassid decided, you know what, since I, even though obviously what he didn't do an it, nothing usser, but he decided, since he decided to take care of the fence on Shabbos, he said, you know what, I'm not going to take care of the fence at all. Okay, as a Midas Chassidus, that's maybe why he calls him a Chassid. V'naza lo neisva, also lo bo tzlaf, right? And there's a miracle, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tzlaf bush, which has a lot of branches and stuff. Right? Ilan Godol, who Rashi says, Baal Anafim Harbe, has a lot of branches, right? And that would close up the hole in his fence. When we met a Haisa Parnasu, Parnasu's on Shebeso, and that's actually even how he got his Parnasa for his family and the Parnasa and the people of his house. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Mashmuel Mutar L'Adam Lomar L'Chaveru L'Krach Ploni Ani Holich L'Machar. A person can say, on Sunday, I'm taking a trip to this city. Now, even though that city is outside the Tchum, why is that true? Why can you do that, right? That seems to be Hachana, or at least maybe Dara Dover, or something you shouldn't say. It involves an Isser, going outside the Tchum. So Shmuel explains why. Shem Yesh Borganin, because if there are houses on the way, holich, he can go the entire way. Again, we said mentioned before on Amud Aleph that the din of Tchum is 2,000 amos from the edge of the city. Well, if there are houses, Gmar Nerivin says that if there are houses on the way, right, very often an issue comes up halacha practically in terms of when exactly to say Tfil Saderech. Really, you should say Tfil Saderech as soon as you leave the city. Well, our cities nowadays kind of go on for miles. Right? Even if you leave the city, so there's, you know, just think about Yerushalayim. You leave Yerushalayim, and almost immediately, you know, depending on the, where you are on the highway, there's Mevaseret, and there's Motza, and there's, you know, et cetera, et cetera. There's Abu Ghosh, and certainly in New York City. I don't know, where does New York City end? I have no idea. Where would you start saying Tefillah Sederech? I have no clue. This civilization, I don't know, down to Florida. It's obviously an exaggeration, but right, so this is the same idea, that you have 2,000 amos outside of the city, so if there's inhabitants, if there are houses on the way, he could theoretically get there. So Shmuel says that even if it doesn't exist, right, since it could exist, that it could be mutter for him to go, right, even if there are no houses, it's still, according to Shmuel, mutter for him to talk about. Gemara says, one second, Tanan, we're under our Mishnah. Right, ein machshichen al tchum liskor polim lavi peros. Right, so how does that work? Bishlam, I understand liskor polim. Right, the bishamus lo matziyagar. Right, I understand why you can't do it. You can't do stand by the border to get workers because you can never get workers on Shabbos. El lavi peros, but peros have a scenario where it's mutter. Right, what's Shmuel saying? Shmuel saying there is a scenario where it'd be mutter for you to go from one city to the next if you have houses. So even if there aren't from, I don't know, from city A to city B, you can still do it. So what are you talking about? Our mission says you can't go stand by the edge of the Tchum on Shabbos to bring your produce. Well, what do you do? You can bring produce on Shabbos in a different scenario, right? Why not? Lema she'im yesh mechitzos, yesh sham mechitzos, maybe, right? Let's say there's a mechitza. Right? You have an area for it, your chatzar, or whatever. You can bring produce from there. So the Gemara says, mishkachas la beperes amechubar. You're talking about produce that's attached to the ground. Ah, there you can never, that's kotzer, that's usser. You can never do that on Shabbos, so therefore that's what we're talking about, that's the case in the Mishnah. Ah, v'atani Rabbi Yoshia, ein machshichen al tchum l'havi tevin v'kash. You also can't wait by the tchum to bring yourself tevin, which is straw, and kash, which is cut straw, reaped straw. So Gemara says, bishlam kash, I understand straw, but that's attached to the ground, because mishkach is lebe mechubar, because it's usser. because it's attached to the ground. El Tevin, Tevin is, or I guess the other way around. Tevin must be the one that's already reaped. So Tevin, Heichem Mishkanchus Lo, where are you going to find that? Why would that be Aser? Right? What's that case? So Gemara says, B'tivna Saria. Case is where it's already, it smells. It's really gross. It's Muktza. So therefore, that's the scenario where it's always going to be Aser for you to move it because it smells bad. But in Echanami, according to Shmuel, if there was a scenario where it'd be winter for you to do it, so then you could do it. Again, this is not necessarily halacha in many cases, right? That's seems to be a very big kula, but okay, fine. Toshma, that's okay. That's attack Shmuel again. Machshichan al tchum lefakeach al iskei kala v'al iskei meis. You can stand by the tchum to deal with the matters, right? To take care of things for a kala or a chmar letzlan, a meis. So Gemara says al iskei kala umeis in al iskei achar lo. Apparently, you can only do it for a kala meis, but not for anybody else. So just again, just to explain, right? What's the difference between those two? So simply, those are mitzvos. Right, lahavi aron tachrichin, right, to take care of a mace, right, for a kala, right. One of the big mitzvos is hachnasas kala, so those are mitzvos. But for anybody else, right, so that's not mutter. So mishkachas lemizga le'asas, you can find, you need to find a scenario again where it'd be aser. Excuse me. Right, for another person, right? Well, for so, what's the comparable case for both of them? So the Gemara says, "Mishkachos lemigas le'asa to cut down a hadas." Hadasim apparently were used for a kala, but so that's the only scenario where you can cut a hadas. You can't cut it for anybody else. El mace my nihu, but what's the case of a mace? Right, la'avilo aron tachrichim. Right, to bring a coffin, right, to bring tachrichin, our burial shrouds. So v'katani meis in aval achar lo, where apparently you see that you can't do it for anybody else. V'amai, why not? Lemash im, right, again, if it's mutter in one scenario, why shouldn't it be mutter across the board? Like Shmuel said, lemash im yesh shal mechitzos maybe, right? You could just bring, right, why would it be mutter for someone else? Right, what case could it be mutter for someone else if it's in within mechitzos, if it's in the chotzer or whatever it is? So Gemara says, "Meis namish mishkachos la." You can also find the case where it's mutter to wait at the tchum just for a meis, not for anybody else. L'nigzo leklima. The case is where you need to cut the tachrichim. Right, cutting the tachrichim is not mutter, regardless across the board. So therefore, that's the case we're talking about where you can't wait at the tchum to cut tachrichim for him. Unless it's for a mace, or to cut a piece of clothing. I mean, the only cutting of clothing that's going to be mutter is if it's for a mace. Okay, abo machshichin. But you are allowed, when the Mishnah said, to wait at the tchum to guard your field, and then to bring back whatever things you want from there. So the Gemara says, afag avdilo avdil. This is already a halacha that certainly is shaykh to us. One second, he didn't say Avdallah. Can't do anything on Motzi Shabbos before you say Avdallah. You tell me maybe he'll say Shmoneh Esrei by himself and say Avdallah and Shmoneh Esrei. You still need to do Avdallah on a cup. And if you tell me, well, maybe he made Avdallah, who has stuff for Avdallah in the field? So Targumah Rabbi Nasan Bar Ami Kamei Derava Bein Hagitos Shanu. It's between, you're right, Enechinami, but in this case is between the God is a wine press. So he's between the wine presses. It's a field of I guess vineyards or whatever it is, and the wine presses are there. So he has wine readily available. Amalei Rabbi Abel Ravashi, and this is how we paskin. B'marava in Eretz Yisrael Amrinan Hochi. This is what they do. They say this Hamavdu Bekodesh L'chol. And they do their work. A person says, I'm Avdil, and that's it. Right? Seemingly implying that you should say that even if you daven Ma'ariv. Okay, that's already a question, but okay. But that's what it seems to imply in the Gemara. Same story about Rav Kahana. He would say, I'm Avdil, and he would chop wood, mistama for a fire, or whatever it is. Okay. Shkoyak Kodah Rabosei. We'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Hard to believe that we have only a week left to Masechet Shabbos, but very exciting. I hope you're planning a big siyum. You certainly have earned it during this tumultuous zman. All right, have a great day or night, Rabbosai, depending on where you are listening to this.